听力课堂，听 class.com。
Welcome to Movie Dictionary. I'm Jean. Now, take a look at this and see what you think. Alright? What that is called a filter. F-I-L-T-E-R. Now, what a filter does is allow a certain wavelength of light to come in. And what it does is it makes you see the actual image in a different way. Because what actually happens is the light comes to me, it bounces off of my face, my background, etc., and then it comes back into the camera. And what a filter does is it takes out a certain wavelength. It polarizes the light, is what we say. Okay? So when it comes in, the light's different. It's a different wavelength, so that's what you kind of see as different. But in actuality, same sort of light as from before as what you see out here. But the only difference is that the light that comes in is different. So what a filter does is take a different wavelength, a part of the light, and allows you to see something different. Alright? That's a filter. Coming up, American Slang.
Hey, how are you guys? Does everything go well? Hope so. This is Action English. I'm Duran. 我们今天继续关注影片 Truth of Life. 昨天呢，讲到我们的女主角她的丈夫被绑架了。那么今天她请到了一位非常专业、非常有经验的人质营救专家去解救她的丈夫。那么这位营救专家是由另外一个大牌扮演的，这个人就是 Russell Crowe。 Russell Crowe 来自于澳大利亚，所以他讲的英语啊不是纯正的美式英语，不过绝对没问题，你听起来的话也会非常的舒服。一起来看片段。
DLT just let off 3 car bombs around the city. They threaten the embassy. It's a mess. I gotta go issue a statement. Okay, you still say thanks, Jerry. And then, okay? We need to clear out with our bombs.
今天的美国俚语来看这句话叫 We need to clear out.
We need to clear out with our bombs.
这个词组叫 clear out. To clear out is to completely leave a place or a situation. Really with a sense of urgency. 我们把它翻译成中文的叫你撤出哪个地方，撤出哪个危险地带，从哪个地方撤出去都可以叫 clear out. 好，来看，哥给你举一个例子。第一个例子，听好。哎， We need to clear out of the room so they can prepare for the next event. 我们得赶快从房间里面撤出去，好，他们好准备下一件事情，他们要干下一件事情。 One more time. We need to clear out of the room so they can prepare for the next event. 好，再来看第二个例子。 As soon as you hear the fire alarm, you need to clear out of the building as soon as possible. 你只要一听到火警的声音，你就应该尽快的撤离这个大楼，应该尽快的撤离。我用出来这个句子叫 You need to clear out of the building as soon as possible。 好，这个词组务必要记住，它跟生命也有关系。 Clear out.
ELT just let off 3 car bombs around the city. They threaten the embassy. It's a mess. I gotta go with you a statement. That's okay. You still say thanks, sir. And then, okay?
Thank you.
好，欢迎来到经典对白。在下面这个片段里面，你会看到 Alex 正在签署一大堆的文件，她准备不惜一切代价去营救她的丈夫。一起来看片段。
Between my account, these are the ones with the subsidiary account.
Okay, all of these?
Thank you. And initially,
you have to keep each account under $200,000.
Anything over that, they put a magnifying glass on it.
Once the accounts are available, it takes less than an hour for the funds to be transferred from your bank in Denver.
Hi, Jenny. That's Sir Jordan above me, this candle.
Hi, Maria. You brought me some candle hall. This is the third time I've seen it.
I don't apologize. I have to leave with this gorilla, I suppose.
Don't you look careful.
You need to initial the deposit for the number.
The host with the host? Just like your last birthday party, you know?
What happened at your last birthday party?
Terry popped out of the cake. Scared the shit out of us. It's okay, you know.
好，来看下面这个句子。They put a magnifying glass on it.
Anything over that, they put a magnifying glass on it.
我们教给你的这个词组叫 put a magnifying glass on something. This phrase means to analyze and consider something very, very closely. 这个 magnifying 的形容是放大的意思。Glass 是镜子。那么放大镜的意思，你把一个放大镜放在什么东西上面看，它的言下之意就表示要非常仔细的、非常认真的来思考和分析一个事情。我再说一遍，你非常仔细和思考，非常仔细的、认真的来分析和思考一个问题、一个事情，就是 put a magnifying glass on something， 把放大镜放在上面去看。好，来看第一个例句。Hey, you know what? You really need to put a magnifying glass.On any contract before signing it. 你知道吗？在你签任何合同之前，我建议你一定要仔细再仔细，把放大镜放在上面看，很形象嘛。好，来看第二个例子。Hey, Duran, the plan's good, but we're gonna put a magnifying glass on it to look for any mistakes, any small mistakes. 这句话的意思是 Hey, Duran, 计划写得不错，不过我们还是要仔细思考，仔细再分析一下，来看一看有没有任何小的错误。好了，这个思路是非常形象的。当你要仔细的思考一个问题、分析一个问题的时候，记住这个放大镜的比喻用法。好，接下来来看这个短语，叫 the host with the most。
The host with the most
actually it's a slang phrase meaning that someone is a very good host。 我们知道这个 host 是表示这个主人，什么主人呢？比方说你在家里面做东，请人家来吃饭啊，你在家里面做东，请人家来打麻将，你都是 host， 你是东道主，主人。那么这个短语叫 the host with the most， 是表示这个主人特别棒，非常的慷慨，非常的热情，非常棒的这个客人，叫主人啊，叫做 host with the most。那么来看看这个词组在句子里面怎么来使用它。第一个例句 ，My parties are excellent. I'm the host with the most. 我办的这个晚会，这个 parties 非常的棒，我是一个非常好的主人。来啊，来我家玩。好，我们来看第二个例子。There was no beer or food at his place. He's not exactly the host with the most. 好，他可跟我不一样。你要去他们家的话，没有啤酒，也没有吃的。他可不是个好的主人。He's not exactly the host with the most. 好，这个词组把它记住，非常的地道。
That's the main account. These are the ones with the subsidiary account.
Okay, all of these?
Mm-hmm. And initially,
you have to keep each account under $200,000.
Anything over that, they put a magnifying glass on it.
Once the accounts are available, it takes less than an hour for the funds to be transferred from your bank in Denver.
I do. That's Sir Jordan above me, this candle.
And Maria?
Yes.
You grab me some candle hall. This is the third time I've seen you.
I'm apologizing. I have to leave with this gorilla, I suppose.
Don't shut up. Careful.
You need to initial the passport number.
The host with me? It's like your last birthday party, yeah?
What happened at your last birthday?
Terry popped out of the cake. Scared the shit out of us. It's okay, you know.
好了，结束我们的这个经典对白之前呢，我们来一个 quick review， 好吧，来看一看。第一个词我们在俚语里面学了一个词，表面上看跟清扫有关系，实际上是撤离的意思。那个词组叫 clear out。如果你后面有一个这个宾语的话，从哪个地方撤离？比如这个大楼叫 building， 从大楼里面撤出去应该叫 clear out of the building， 记不记得？接下去我们学了一个词，跟这个放大镜有关系的，表示你干事情的时候要仔细的分析，签合同啊，啊，谈问题呀，审视计划呀，那个词组叫 put a magnifying glass on something。好，最后一个刚刚教给你的，你是一个非常好的主人，来我家做客，那个很好的主人叫 the host with the most， 非常棒。好，别走开，下面是原声碟。
Hi, welcome to Movie Tunes. I'm Allison, and today we're talking about a song from the movie Shanghai Nights. Around before the movie, but they used it in the movie. It's a fun song. It's called All Day and All of the Night. So basically, that's everything. All day, all night. Non-stop. I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. So the daytime, by Ken. And then content means satisfied, happy, okay. So they're saying, no, the daytime, not enough.Girl, I want to be with you all of the time. All of the time. Not just the daytime, but all of the time. And girl, instead of, you know what girl means, girl, boy, but you can use it to call somebody who you're very friendly with. You wouldn't want to do it to a stranger or someone you respect. But if it's a good friend that you are really casual, really comfortable, you can say, girl,come here, I want to tell you something. So it's just sort of a friendly way to talk to your girlfriend, a girl who's a friend. The only time I feel all right is by your side. All right, good, fine, happy. The only time that he feels okay is when he's by, right next to his girlfriend. So it's a fun song. He wants to be with her all the time, all day, all night. Let's listen to it, and I'll see you next time on Action English. Thank you.